And we are loving MasterChef. It's back on Sunday, 7:30 on Wen. Not going to lie, our favourite joins us this morning, Jock Zonfrillo. G'day, Jock.
I'm so glad I'm the favourite. I love it when I'm the favourite.
You've made it. You've made it into the top three favourites. Put it that way. I've got to ask you from a judge's perspective straight off the bat. We have seen like such a huge variety of skills from the contestants this year. It's so super competitive. Do you think there are any early stars in the making in this season's comp?
I think there is. I think we're going to see, you know, if you look back in the different seasons of MasterChef, there's always been a fallout of contestants, whether they've won or not, who have gone on to have huge careers in food. Look at Paul, look at Callum, look at Laura Kasai. I mean, the list is literally endless. This year, I kind of weirdly sort of, all three of us stood at the top of the kitchen and looked out at the midpoint of the season and just thought, wow. They weren't great when they walked in. You know, there was kind of good food when, in terms of, you know, a diverse group of people from different cultures, and they had sort of, you know, family recipes, you know, that were great, really, really good. Once they ran out of those, you start to see that they've got sort of holes in the cooking experience. But by the time we get sort of, you know, where we are now and then towards the middle of the season, all of a sudden we start seeing epic food. Like, it was great in the beginning, then it gets absolutely fantastic. And you see very clearly the people who will go on to have these huge careers, as we've seen in MasterChef over the years. Brilliant.
So, Jock, talk to us about Sunday's episode. You've got Curtis Stone on, but the guys not only have to cook, they're also actually part of an auction. What can we expect?
Yeah, so Curtis is in one of the live satellite links, and he's basically doing a butchery course. So he's got a side of... basically a side of beef that he's breaking down, and then he shows the different cuts, and there are amazing, once you actually, if you watch it, you see all these different cuts. They've all got different uses. Some can be cooked quickly, some have to be braised for a long time, blah blah blah. Once he's done that, the contestants then have to, they get put into teams, and they have to bid, basically, and using time for the cuts. So, you know, they'll bet a huge amount of time, for example, for a fillet, because it cooks in, you know, no time, already turned out, etc. So that's the first round, and then basically the second round, they have to cook using the skills that they've mastered from the masters across the week. So it's an action-packed day tonight, and obviously it's great to have Curtis in the kitchen too.
Oh, I'm sweating and just thinking about it. Those time pressures just...
They're always on the clock.
Oh.
Yeah, always.
I don't know how they do it.
I think the time auction is brilliant, because, you know, they really got to think, you know, can I do a quick cook using an easy cut of meat, or do I just hang to the very end and not bid any time at all? And so I've got maximum amount of time to cook a dish. And so you see who the strategists are when you watch the air.
MasterChef Sunday, 7:30. Jock, thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks so much. Good to speak to you, boss.